Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Astro Tarot Hour. We'll be here every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be here to give you free consultations. So definitely tune in so we can help you out, man. The theme of the season is ask a question. Ask one question and just get your notebook and your pen out or have a superb memory working so we can give you some clarity and some great insight into the nature of the question. All right. So before we start, visit the website, myastrologycoach.com. Go to the events tab. A lot of cool stuff is going on. One thing is, for those of you who can make it to Atlanta next week, October the 16th, that Thursday, and stay the weekend with us until Saturday evening, or you can check out Sunday, rather, we're going to tour the Federal Reserve Bank. This is called the Billion Dollar Manifestation Tour, where we're going to put our ideas down, whatever you have in your mind's eye. But not only that, you're going to marry that idea, and you're going to take that idea physically to the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta, where you will see millions, if not billions of dollars being printed up. So you're going to sell money, you're going to see money, and you're going to know that that money in the future is going to be the money that is going to facilitate your goals, because there's a very good chance that some of those denominations that's going to come out of that building, you're going to physically touch them in real life anyway. So you need to know that the reason why you're touching these denominations are they're being printed for your future goals to help you materialize and do whatever it is that you need to do. Immediately upon leaving there, we're going to travel to a mansion so you can see a big house, all right, and see what that's like. And the next day, we'll travel to a sacred Native American mound. It's in the shape of a pyramid, what's called a diamond meditation. So you can just send off your goals out to the ethers, cosmic space, and allow the intelligence of dark matter, allow the intelligence of photons, the light of the sun, allow the intelligence of the cosmos to arrange the event for you. All right? You can get this information on myastrologycoach.com. We can take care of the hotel and transportation. But if you got that taken care of and you can just get there, select the meet us there option. All right? And that's at myastrologycoach.com. Click on the event tab, and then you will also see something called retreat. All right? So click on that. Also, those of you that's interested in learning about the human brain, pretty cool. Learning about the human brain, we have a workbook called The Mystic Brain. All right. It's a workbook and e-course. When you get the workbook, it's going to be about 6 to 8 weeks long. Once you finish the workbook, you will immediately have a free trial for 3 weeks, or you get 3 sessions with our online interactive technology from the comfort of your own home. And you'll be able to pick the portion of your brain that you want to strengthen. Do you want to strengthen your attention span? Do you want to strengthen your short-term memory, your long-term memory, your frontal lobes? Whatever the case may be with the brain, we have it all figured out in this pretty cool technology that was designed by neuroscientists, brain doctors, to help you enhance your brain. So you can get that information as well at My Astrology Coach over on the classes and over at theneuronnetwork.com, and just click on The Mystic Brain, all right? It's going to be a pretty cool phenomenon. In fact, make sure you join the mailing list, because Monday the 13th, we're actually going to have a free trial for you to come on and just play and interact with the technology. But it's based off the first few people who respond to the email. So make sure that you definitely join our mailing list. And you can get to the mailing list on myastrologycoach.com or theneuronnetwork.com. All right, but for sure, myastrologycoach.com on the front page, you'll see the mailing list. If you're already on our mailing list, just stay by your email and then just be right there and ready for it. All right. Also, in fact, that the Mystic Brain course, the Basic Anatomy of the Brain, actually starts Sunday, November the 2nd, is class orientation. But the week before that, we have a The deadline is there. I think the deadline is actually on, I think it's set at Wednesday, October the 29th, if I'm not mistaken. It needs to be really before that, Sunday, September 26th, because, October 26th, rather, because it's a workbook, and we have to physically mail you that workbook, and we ship everything priority mail, so it usually get to you within 2 to 3 business days. So you have to register for that course like a week beforehand, all right? And the deadline information is up on a website, all right? Also, October the 29th is an online presentation that I'm conducting called Angelic and Demonic Area Codes. Going to get into the spiritual science of area codes and the number and how that number of the area code where you're at, 917-337-678-904-214, all y'all that's on the line right now, so call it 917, you're going to be first. 337, you up next. You're going to be calling number two. If it has an angelic, some type of spiritual connotation, meaning to it, going to expose that in the big cities, all right, and show you what is the spiritual force that is governing this. All right, so the best thing I can tell you, because it's so much and I can do a whole show on this whole thing, visit the website myastrologycoach.com, go to the events tab and click on online presentations. That's going to be Wednesday, October the 29th, and I'm going to air it again the following Sunday, November the 2nd. And it's the only 2 times I'm going to air this type of information. Very powerful info. Is both show times is at 9 p.m., but you have to register by 8 p.m., and I take it down at 8 p.m. because I have to get everybody emailed, put in the system, and make sure the visual is up and going. That way we can start at 9 p.m. sharp, not calling in and trying to register at 9 p.m. That don't happen. You have to register an hour beforehand, tops, because that's the deadline. All right, so visit myastrologycoach.com events. Click on online presentations and you're going to see it there, angelic and demonic area codes. And I give it to you, Keish.
Well, thanks again for joining us. And thanks for always supporting us, those that do. And those that are listening for the first time, welcome. You can always find Ampu and myself at www.myastrologycoach.com. One thing I would like to point out is just on my mind. Everything that my astrology coach puts out and says, does, live by, is 100% authentic, truly. So with that being said, you're getting a sample of the double dose, and that's what we'll be giving you a sample of on this show, a free mini reading. The double dose is a reading with Ampu and myself, best reading you'll ever get in astrology and a tarot reader. An astrologer and a tarot reader at the same time. Basically, 2 readers for the price of 1. You can find that reading at myastrologycoach.com under consultations. Okay, better yet, you guys have got this Astro Tarot Network, and it's at the fraction of a cost. The Astro Tarot Network is a monthly program that gives you everything from a personalized monthly astrology report, MP3s, actual live conversations on a conference line with Ampu, actual 30-minute consultation, monthly tarot consultation with myself. And for instance, he's having the online presentation at the end of this month. Okay. If you're a member, that's almost half off for that presentation. It gives you discounts on everything that we have going on, from our trips to the actual things and items we sell online. That is the Astro Tarot Network. It is at a fraction of the cost, and the best part about it is everyone that signs up that hears or mentions this radio show will get a free bonus reading for signing up within 24 hours. So you sign up within 24 hours, Astro Tarot Network, you get a free additional 30-minute reading. So you can start off with 2 half-hour sessions, combine it into 1 session. Heck, you can keep your 1 session for yourself and gift your other bonus session to someone else. It's an awesome opportunity, and the rate or the price for it is just, it's just truly, truly amazing. It's basically our way of giving back. So join the Astro Tarot Network. I'm ready when you are, Ampu.
Okay. All righty. Let me go to the studio, see what we at here. Caller from the 917-753. What's your name?
917.
You there?
Nope. All right. I'll come back to you.
337-202.
Hi.
What's your name? Hey.
Candace, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Candace? We're good. We're good. How can we help you?
I want to, Sunday, I met this very interesting person, and it was kind of a little unexpected, and we've been chatting and talking on the phone ever since we met. I really, really like
Sunday.
This guy. He's so much. I'm really, really liking this guy. I don't know what kind of connection this is, but it's there. And I wanted to know, what did you pick up on him, and if that's fine, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Yep. What's his name?
I'm sorry. What's his name?
What's his name?
His name is Mac.
M-A-C-K. Okay.
Yeah.
When's your birthday, Candace?
Candace is my first name.
Yeah. When's your birthday?
November 23rd, 1983.
What time were you born?
6:36 a.m.
In what city?
K-I-N-D-E-R. Louisiana.
K-I-N-D-U-R?
E-R.
All right, I'll be right back with you.
All right, just one second.
Oh, I forgot the egg. Let me see something here. Candace, what's his zodiac sign, you know?
He's a Sagittarius like me.
Okay, he's a Sag. Okay.
Okay, so, wow. This is really a good thing, Candace. I see this leading up to a lot of new beginnings in your life. Take it slow, but by the way things are going, it definitely can be rewarding as far as you guys building a wonderful foundation and good achievements, you know, between the both of you. And I also see financial and material changes for the better. Like, as you guys become closer and begin to work together, it, like, becomes really fruitful. You got to be careful, though, because either you or him, y'all, one of you guys get angry and kind of take things overboard. It's like you can abuse your power. I definitely see that energy. But with Mac right now, he's got a lot of achievements that have been taking place in his life, and he's very, very focused when it comes to whatever work or business he's got going on. So that is something that Spirit is saying, you know, watch out for. You will notice that he is, you know, the majority of his time is going to be set forth for business or work purposes, and he has a huge desire to either go back to school or get some type of training as well that will help him advance and bring about more money as well. One of you guys can also be, how can I explain it? Okay, so it's like this, Candace. One of you guys can be more of like the bully, like when things don't go your way, really blow things out of proportion, and then the other one can have their kindness taken as weakness. So whichever one, you guys got to watch out for that. Like, you know, don't, you guys got to watch out for the temper and how you overreact. Either one of you can overreact when you're angry. And then, you know, both of you guys need to be careful not to allow anyone to be kind of taking advantage of their kindness and things of that nature. But it's nothing that serious like that, because I do see him having your best interest at heart and you having his best interest at heart. It's just, you know, you guys' personalities. That's just kind of how it meshes. But aside from that, I see a lot of wisdom. I even see a celebration for something good that you guys have accomplished and you guys celebrating together. And I see new beginnings. So it's definitely a go. Just take your time. You know, one step at a time, and, you know, you guys got to watch your tempers. But other than that, it looks really good.
Wow. There's a classic educational marker to let me know. I should actually take a screenshot of this and use the material, without the name, of course, as a reference point in the book. You know, Candace, you were born with the planet Venus at 15 degrees Libra. The planet Venus represents love and relationships and harmony, and she just so happens to rule the zodiac sign Libra. So this means you got this planet at home when you was born, so relationships is something that's one of your strong suits, right? Well, let's look at where Venus is in the sky right now. We just talked about what Venus was in 1983. That's what Venus is right now in real time. And Venus right now is at 12 degrees Libra. So that means that Venus is in the exact same area of space where it was at when you were born. So you're having what's called a Venus return. Well, where's the sun? The sun in the sky, which represents masculine energy, is at 16 degrees Libra. So a couple days ago, 4 days ago, it was at, 12 degrees Libra, and you had Venus at 15. So you have this strong masculine energy of the solar system that's supporting you with a Venus return. So you're going to have somebody inquiring. Astrology could be that simple at times. But here's the kicker. This all happened in a Mercury retrograde, dear. Now, either this is somebody that is a lover from a past life type of thing. If y'all don't know each other in this lifetime, the retrograde usually brings somebody back from our past. So if y'all physically don't know each other in this lifetime, then it's something that's from the past. Now, retrograde relationships at times, for the most part, the general consensus says it may not last long because of the rhythm. Now, that don't mean it won't be good, and long could be 50 years, whatever y'all determine long to be. But the best part about it is, it's going to be whatever y'all decide to make it, okay? Now, I see something else here. For me to really get into the compatibility, I have to have his birthday. I don't have enough time on this particular show. However, if you'd want to go with the double dose, I still offer everything that I know as long as the person asks the question. I give them everything I know. But you have another transit that's going on within these next 90 days, November and December. Is going to be a time that if your relationships are not right, it will be a time that your relationships will be tested. So I think if you get into a relationship now and in about 90 days, 90 days is the first interval where we have that first real test, that first real hiccup. That first time we meet and we on the phone all night, we can keep that going for 30 days, even 60 days. But that 90-day mark is a little test in time that says, okay, let's get a little bit of start to get the real me, and we didn't got past who I want to project and make you think that I am. Not that I'm not this person, you know what I mean? But usually the 90-day mark is the first test. And that's just a general standard in relationships, and this is why companies, billing companies, put you on 90-day notices, because there's an era of trial within 90 days of something, okay? Now, this just so happened, this 90-day mark is just so happened is going to coincide with this particular other thing that I'm looking at, Saturn transit, is in direct opposition to your relationship angle in your life, and that can be a very, very, very tough. I will give this like it, flow with it, communicate, have goals, and y'all need to create a 90-day plan in a sense. Let's date, let's have fun, let's explore this for 90 days. And within 90 days, come back to the table and say, okay, where do we go from here? So have some fun with it, feel it, because it is elements of love inside of here. And, you, and again, like I said, since you don't know them, it definitely can represent a past life marking, which is great. And I'm a big sucker for when the sun is on Venus. I love that combination. It is truly a real loving type of situation. So the cosmos is definitely, obviously, blessing you at this moment with masculine energy into your life, all right? But put it on a 90-day plan and see what happens from there. And literally set some goals within those 90 days and see if y'all can accomplish those kind of goals. And then, just, again, just make the evaluation from that point. In 90 days, Candace, I want you to call back or email Keisha at myastrologycoach.com and let us know how the relationship is going. I'm serious about this because this can go either way. And I want to see you make it great as the Venus Sun, Venus Return markers is suggesting. So email Keisha at myastrologycoach.com in 90 days and let us know how you and Mr. Mac is doing. All right? Come back to the caller from the 917753. You ready? You there? Huh? No? You away? All right. You ain't ready. Where we at here? Caller from the 678-886. What's your name?
Dwayne, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, Dwayne? We good, man. What's happening with you?
Man, with this eclipse that just took place, I believe the moon, I think, was in Aries. That's like my second house. My birthday is 2/23/73. I was calling to see how that eclipse affect my money situation.
Yes, sir. What time were you born?
5:18 a.m.
Okay. And in what city?
Easton, Maryland.
Easton, Maryland. Okay. We got you. Be right back with you.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't calling in, no words popping that phone. That's my cousin's birthday, too. 2/23/73. 5:18 in the morning. Let me see here. Eastern Maryland.
No, you know what? Dwayne is aware of the energies that he's dealing with. And because of that, I see him with, you know, like his guard up because he's aware. And that's what it takes is awareness to actually know what you're dealing with, know what energies are around you. And because of that, the ancestors are giving me a special message of the Ace of Pentacles. Now, the Ace of Pentacles is a abundant money card, and that's when money comes in and it comes in good, you know, like on a regular basis, a good steady flow of income. And that is your special message. So I don't think that it is going to be anything that is going to be very, very heavy or negative on you like that. I think that your knowledge is definitely plays a huge part in this whole situation. But I will say this. Be more cautious of some sort of legal issue. That's where I see some type of negative issue. It's definitely within the law. Now, it doesn't have to be the police. I mean, it could be legal paperwork, like a lease or signing of a contract or something like that. But I definitely see some sort of issues with the law that's going to cause some sort of opposition and delay within your life. And I also want to say this as well. The question that you asked and the things that are taking place right now in your life is kind of like your destiny, because you are walking the path that you're supposed to be walking, and you've realized what you've been sent here to do, and you're doing it. So congratulations.
Yeah, definitely. you definitely got the chart of a hustler. you got good hustle money. But see, the eclipse, you gotta look at 12th house, right? Where even though this eclipse came in Aries, that means your stress points would be the two squares, which would be Capricorn and Cancer, then the opposition, anything over there in Libra. Now, you do have Pluto and Uranus over there in Libra, but I think more of the Uranus energy would be more in the direct opposition to what is, where this eclipse was at. And then Libra represent the justice type of thing, the court setting type of feel. And then the 12th house is the house of confinement, and then the 12th house energy where your north node is at, which was squared exactly to the degree by this eclipse, right. And where Mars is exalted at over there in Capricorn. Capricorn do represent government officials. So if there's hustle money involved, since Keisha gets that, and I can see the square coming in from over that, then it's just time to switch it up and you know, just make the best decisions that you know that you need to make. At the same time, too, this is pushing you into spirituality in the sense of prayer, meditation. Whatever you do for your spiritual comfort is really tapping into that area of your life where Mars is. Mars is the driving force, and it's so close to your node, which is the thing that you have to develop in this lifetime. It's a spiritual contact. It's musical as well, very poetic. But you have to tap into spirit in order to draw that ultimate physical Capricorn, that ultimate physical manifestation down. And maybe worst case scenario too, just watch the relationship with someone because of that Uranus opposition to that eclipse, and Uranus in your eighth, and that's joint finance and sharing money and whatnot. And, you know, and like you said, it came in your second, which is obviously the house of finances in a sense. But other than that, I don't necessarily see the good things is it's in a favorable position to Saturn, Mr. Government himself and Mr. Hard Work himself. So this is just a favorable time for you in a sense, an opportunity that it wants you to embark upon far as being a little bit more disciplined with your bread, slowing it down in the sense of being constructive when I say slow it down. And when I say slow it down, I just mean don't spend it fast and things of that nature, because Aries can be fast and head first type of thing, as you know. So the sextile of Saturn denotes that, hey, this is a perfect opportunity for you to put some type of construction to it. You see what I'm saying? And don't necessarily play on the negative aspect of the things that is coming from the Capricorn dominion, which is naturally ruled by Saturn. You see what I'm saying? So since you know your chart configuration, focus on the opportunity from Saturn and Gemini in your fourth. Play on that energy right there, which is the opportunity area, and analyze that square from the 12th house, what that might be, and then make your adjustments accordingly so the money can stay consistent, all right? But this is definitely a time to conserve your resources with the opportunity, because Saturn promised success with hard work, and that's what Capricorn is too, hard work paying off, all right? And definitely keep us posted, man. We're here if you need us, man. Definitely appreciate you calling. What we at here? Caller from the 214-562.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm well. Uh-oh. What's your name?
My name is Chantel, right?
Chantel?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. What's your question, Chantel?
My question is, I've been having a little bit of financial issues, and I need to know if right now is the right time for me to move, like, move into like a new apartment or whatever, because things are really tight. So I'm just kind of in a place of uncertainty with that.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I got kicked out the studio or something. Okay, but go ahead. When's your birthday?
September 30th, 1976.
September 30th, 76. What time were you born?
6:36 a.m.
The first caller was born at the exact same time. What
I heard that.
Born in?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
Black Wall Street. Okay, I
yep.
got you.
Okay. So Spirit is saying be patient. However, the answer to your question is yes. And I know that's like, well, you know, okay, well, I am having financial issues. You'll be surprised to see that you're going to be on the receiving end of some money. And you will be, like, I'm sure of it. And you can send me an email to be like, oh, Keisha, you were right, so that I can post, we can put it on the website, because you're going to be on the receiving end of some money, Chantel, and you're going to be happy about it. And I feel like it's coming, like, really, really soon. Man, like, I'm sure it's coming soon, because I see your special message is money coming, and the energy on you right now is, it's like someone going to, they're going to help you out. Do you understand what I'm saying? They're going to give you money. Somebody's going to do something that is going to really kind of uplift the situation, so to say. Right now, you are doing a lot of suffering in silence. Like, you look like on the outside you might be all good, but on the inside there's a lot of stress and turmoil. Patience is the key, you know. There's a lot of regrets that I see that are going to come up, and it's all pertaining to something to do with work or business. So just be mindful of the decisions that you make when it comes to work and business, because the regrets that I see are coming up in the near future. So be careful. And also know that there's somebody that's around you that's selfish, period, point blank, and that's the reason why you're in the situation that you're in. So, yeah, Spirit is saying at the end of the day, moving on is actually a good thing for you to do at this point.
Yeah, the best time is from October the 23rd to December the 5th is when you need to put your energy into it. We're out of the shadow of the Mercury retrograde, if I'm not mistaken. Do I still got that open? I want to say November the 10th it was. So there may be a little switch or miscommunication things going on from now to November the 10th. But the energy of you moving kicks in, like I said, October the 23rd all the way up to December the 5th. So you can start the process. Hopefully you won't be one of the ones that have this sluggish retrograde effect, because that definitely can happen. But, you know, you probably won't have it, because you were born in a Mercury retrograde and you were born with the planet Mercury in Virgo. So that's at home for Mercury. So this is a normal flow for you. So the energy is upon you. What's that? Like, in the next 2 weeks, starts October the 23rd. It's officially there all the way up into that December date that I gave you. So go. And when I say go, it's a driving force. It's Mars that's in your area home. Mars wants to get up and go. It don't know no, it ain't about no sitting down and being, no. Mars says, I need to get up, I need to go. In fact, it's so hyperactive, it likes to wake up and work out before it goes and accomplish and get things started in this day. That's how dynamite Mars is. That's the kind of energy that you need to push forward within this timeline to make moving happen for you, and it shall happen, okay? So that's the timeline for you, all right? Where we at here? Did we come here? 678-622.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. What's your name?
Rona.
Rona, what's happening? What's your question?
I want to see if you can tell me if you think I'm going to have any more children.
Oh, that's a good one. When's your birthday?
2/11/81.
What time were you born?
2:02 p.m.
What city?
Columbus, Indiana.
Okay. Here's the question. It sounds like you want to have more children. Is that true?
I keep going back and forth. My first child, it was born premature, so I just have reservations about trying to have another child.
So that means you do want to have another child. It's just you're concerned if you have another child.
Exactly.
Okay, so you do. So as long as you want to, you will. I'm going to read it. We're going to read it. But as long as you want to, you shall. All right? That's it. As long as you want to, you shall. Your first child's here?
Yes.
So it's nothing to be scared about. You got to think, you got to take on the mindset that my daughter was a preemie. She was real. She was a little twin. So that's when they decide that it's time to come through. That's a part of their cosmic contract and their deal to this world. You understand what I'm saying? You just the vessel, and you try your best to program the room and be healthy as possible in a sense. But that day that the waters break, when the floodgates come open and whatnot, and when they have to come, that's the day that they chose. So it's okay. It's all right because everything is well now, right?
Right. Yeah, everything's definitely good now. It's just a scary situation.
Yeah, everything always works out for the greater good. Always, despite no matter what the situation is. And I'm telling you this from, I got one twin that didn't make it. And the little twin is the one that's here. You see what I'm saying? But I had to later understand what that reality was. So, in fact, their birthday is coming up. The last year, a whole year ago, when I was laying in bed and I heard somebody walking down the hallway and walk in my room and it scared the little crap out of me, I had to realize, duh, you got the candles lit and you got some things out on the altar for the birthday, celebrating the twin and the other dog. You see what I'm saying? So that really became a phenomenal experience. So then when I used to take, especially when my daughter was younger, when I take pictures of my daughter and the image was split and it'd be two faces in the picture, in that one picture is two faces, you know what I mean, of my daughter.
Wow.
It's like, wow. So it became a phenomenal experience. So no matter what that experience is, we got to be able to extract the greatness outside of it because it's all a divine lesson for our own growth. All right? So let me read it and we'll be right back with you.
Alrighty, Rona. So you are very, very easy. That was easy. Uncle's right. Yeah, you're going to definitely have another baby. I don't know if you have a son or daughter now, but I do know the child that is trying to come and just waiting for that portal to come through is a boy. This child, though, he is very, very calm and mild-mannered, and he is going to love his mama and be his mommy's protector and really, really be like a mama's boy. Very, very sweet, sweet, demeanored child. I see a lot of achievements, you know, with that. And I also see you being careful, watching the steps that you take as far as your health is concerned. I feel as though it's going to be something with the cervix, but you'll make it through. Like, I don't know, I feel like the doctor may say something about your cervix being weak or you possibly maybe being able to deliver early or something like that. But whatever happens, you will be able to carry this baby full term. It may be some bed rest, of course, you know, involved, and you've got to be in a stress-free environment, and that's very important. But other than that, yes, absolutely. And I say a boy. Well, the one that's trying to come right now is a boy. So, yeah, absolutely. And congratulations.
Yeah, you have two children in your natal promise, which means if you choose to have children and want to activate having children, that's there for you. You can have two children easy when you decide to. I would say this. Let me see if I can find a quick timeline for you, because your fifth house is majority Libra and majority Scorpio as well. You've got a pretty big house of children. And the Lord Saturn, Mr. Karma, restrictions, and that tough one is there. I will really wait until that energy moves out. You got that at 20, let me see something. You got that about 25. I'm going to have to go up because I know it's going to retract. Let me see something. 25, let me, as far away as possible. All right. He's 28 there, and he is out. The later part of 2015, 2016, the later part of 2015, anytime in 2016, will be great. It'll be a better. It'll be a better time for you. And also, you know, whatever you could get accomplished within that time frame, because we're just talking about a year, you know, you can get accomplished as far as, you know, whatever you need to get accomplished, and either also grown into the understanding of not calling you immature, but just, when I just say maturing a bit, just mean just growing in life, period, is what I'm saying. Give yourself some time to grow and establish some things. And then wait for about a year, like I said, the end of next year, anytime in 2016 if you want to. And definitely contact us, because I'm really great at knowing conception times. There's a particular time of the year that is really, really, really good. And you kind of miss that one good portal, one of my great timers that I use that would definitely make it happen. So check back with us, you know, anytime that you definitely need us and whatnot. But, you know, just keep us posted, you know. And thank you for calling.
Thanks, Donna.
Where are we at? What's this? Jer609356, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, I can hear you. What's your name?
Radia.
Say it again.
Hi,
Radia.
Radia, yes.
Okay. All right. What's happening? How can we help you?
I just have a question about if you see, like, any relationship in the future for me.
Okay. So is it just in general, or are you asking for someone in particular?
In general, for me, just for me.
Okay.
Not about anyone in particular. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Okay. When's your birthday?
July 2nd, 1989.
Uh-huh. Time of birth?
1:15 a.m.
What city?
Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton. Okay, we'll be right back with you.
Okay, so I don't see one by between now and the end of the year, but that's only like within the next couple months. So I don't see one between now and March. Yeah, I don't see one between now and March. You know what else, Odia? You got some type of fear of like a love triangle situation. I think you were the last relationship you were in, it was like some cheating or something like that, because you need to let that go. That right there is where the hindrance is coming in, because when I look inside of your hopes, fears, and desires, I see the Three of Swords. So that's a lot of turmoil. That's a fear of being caught up in a love triangle situation, and a fear of being hurt, and a fear of having to go through some sort of like turmoil pertaining to a relationship. And then because of that, you're crowned by the Lover's reverse. Now, the crowning position is your goal that you're manifesting, as well as what you're creating to be your destiny. Now, the Lover's reverse is a relationship that is not, you know, it's not happening. It's non-existent. You don't, honey, you got to let go and let God, and you can't let one bad apple ruin the bunch, because if you just let go and let God and breathe easy and know that God will bless you with the right person, then you'll change that energy so quick. Like, as soon as you do that for yourself, it could be as soon as tomorrow where I can see someone coming by the end of the year. But the way that you're feeling now, and your fears and your blockages and things like that, it's definitely working. I mean, you're making it very, very difficult for someone to come in and for God to bless you with that right person. I suggest a full consultation. And the only reason why I say that is because I feel like you do want a relationship, but there's just a lot of fear there, and there's some things that you need clarification on so that you can let go. But, yeah, that's what I see. So myastrologycoach.com is the double dose.
I'm going to open your mic, and I'm going to ask you a question. I just want you to give me an honest assessment. If you had to rate the relationship between you and your father, A, B, C, D, or F, A being superb, F being the way you feel from it, what is the feeling? What is the nature of that relationship if you give it an honest grade?
I'll give it a C.
C?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about mom?
A.
Okay. Great. Okay. All right. The relationship angle is tough right now for you as well, but the good news is it's the same timeline I gave the last caller. Instead of children, we can just put the focus around relationships because it's just a different area of space right now, which goes into late this year and totally passes out in 2016. You've got Saturn in your seventh house, so relationships can be very karmic. Especially any of them that's coming within, if anybody even try to come in within the next 30 days or so, this Mercury retrograde started up in this area of space and can also bring some things. There is the reason I picked on your father first, because you have a traditional marker that deals with parental karma. And so it's like we got to figure out how could we get that C up to an A. And it's just a lot of energy between you and your father that's there. And you also carry another marker that for women, you have to be extremely, extremely careful with the situations you put yourself in with men in particular. You know what I mean? Because it's a very violent one, very aggressive, and it also has a very strong sexual aggression connotation attached to it. So you're the one I tell, like, nah, don't be hanging out and let nobody watch what somebody put in your drink. And just always be aware of your environment. The way your North Node is positioned in this lifetime, it sits very, 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 very close to my son, which makes me obligated to help you. It's my cosmic obligation to help you in any way I can, if you feel that I can, and just contact us, and I will. What I would like to do is get to the nature of some of the things that I see in this energy with Dad, and offer you what I do, what I call MAC art, which is an advanced relaxation technique that allows you to relax and allow your conscious mind to journey into your subconscious mind and get into your own realm of the Akashic record, and to pull up some things that may exist from a different incarnation, so we can get into the subconscious mind and see what programs are running right there to release these energies properly, so you can, like you say, so you can let it go, so the healthy relationships and the abundance of relationships can start coming your way. Because you also do have a marker, Jupiter in the fifth right now, which is going to be here until mid-summer of 2015. You're supposed to be experiencing growth and abundance and love, romance and fun, and possibly even becoming pregnant and having twins. You see what I'm saying? So you have a great marker that's there in the love children department for you. This is the abundance, and this is where the blessings come from right here, right now for you. But we will have to clear some energy up first so we can do that. So just visit the site or contact us. Keisha at myastrologycoach.com is her email address. And let's talk and go further if we can. But as of right now, immediately, it's interesting. I think within the next, that's 30. Let me see. Boom, 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 boom. That's 16. So in exactly seven days from now, a week from now, the next 35 days is a strong possibility that masculine energy will be coming into your life. I don't think it's necessarily the relationship type. It shouldn't be. If it comes, you got to really watch it. It's not that the intent is not right, but it will probably be more of a passion-driven type of experience where the guy has that, I want to do XYZ to her. I want to, she's really, you know how we can talk, you know, so it's very passion driven, and not necessarily love driven in a sense, especially in late this month and early November. All right, so late this month and early November, just watch out for the passionate calls from men, and just be. I don't want you to be scared. Let me be clear about this. I just want you to be mindful of men's intent with you, because the way your dynamic is set up, it can just be violent and nasty, or it can be very strong and passionate, and we need to be able to properly identify which one it is when you engage with the next man, is my point, all right? So hit us up if you need us, and thank you for calling, all right?
Right.
All right, where are we at here? What time are we at? 12:50. 718-405. You there? 718. All righty. Look like we're going down to the ATL. 404-452.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well. What's your name?
Tanisha.
Say it again.
Tanisha.
Okay. How can we help you?
Just question about this relationship in general.
It's heavy on you. Like, just relationships in general. It's getting on my nerves. I'm so tired of this.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
All right, let loose. Let's close that. What's your birthday?
December 9th, 1988.
December 9th, 1988. Are you too young to feel that way? What time were you born?
1:49 p.m.
1:49 p.m. In what city?
Livingston, New Jersey.
Livingston, New Jersey. All right. And the question is about relationships?
Yes.
Is it someone in particular?
No.
So you just want to... What is the
question? Just in general, like, do you see any coming up?
Okay, and pronounce your name for me one more time, love.
Tanisha.
Tanisha.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Just one
more. All right, we got you.
Okay, Tanisha. The answer is yes, I do see a relationship, but girl, he is not the one for you, and he is not no good. You have to know your worth, like, for reals. The next one that is going to try and be in a relationship with you is a liar, a manipulator. He ain't even ready to settle down, and he cheats. Period. And you need to be mindful of that. Thing about it is you have a psychic gift, so you pick up on these things. You need to know that your gift is real and not suppress the feelings that you get and the thoughts that come to you. Yeah, I see a relationship, but I just don't see it with the right person, and I see you winding up in a difficult situation as a result. So if I were you, I would utilize my intuition, and when he comes my way, I would let him keep pushing. And with that being said, by springtime, someone like Mr. Right will come along. But let me tell you this, if you fall for Mr. Wrong, then that will potentially prolong Mr. Right from coming along, because you're probably still going to be messing around with Mr. Wrong in the spring, and that, you know, changes the energy to where you don't, you know, attract anyone else into your life. So, yes, you will be in a relationship, but the first one that I see that is coming is not the one. He's nothing but a headache and heartache. So you need to be very, very mindful of the people that approach you and the men that you meet, because you don't want to wind up in a difficult situation to deal with.
Wow. Wow. Well, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news like that. You know, listen, I think that, well, one, from November the 3rd to November the 13th, it's just a period of 10 days. These 10 days are going to be potentially as masculine energy that's coming your way. Very steamy, very passionate. It looked like love. Not best going to say it's not love in a sense, because it genuinely may be the love in their psychology. So passion is coming your way for sure. And the energy really, it winds out on it, you know, it starts on the 3rd, it's at its apex on the 13th, right, on the 13th, and then on the 23rd, 10 days after that, the energy starts to wane out. Now, you too have another marker that suggests that relationships at the time is going to be a little slow. I think the one that's coming for you, in fact, I know just by looking at this energy, the one that's coming for you, and this could be really in 2015, 2016, the next serious relationship, I think the person is going to be an older person. Look for, and if they're not older, they act older. They got an old soul, old spirit type of vibration, and they're very mature, and they're very goal-orientated, and they're about handling their business. That's what you got to look for. Even if you're older than the person and they're a few years younger than you, that's cool, but make sure that the next relationship is based off of goals, structure, willing to work hard, and get to the goals that, you know, y'all can collectively agree upon. And it's just about hard work. If you try to take a shortcut and you're not going to be serious about life, it's going to be hard for you, because that's just the nature of Saturn. And he ain't. And what I'm talking about now is, let me give it to you in educational terms, because I like to try to educate so my heart can feel better when I leave this place. Saturn right now in the sky, Saturn traditionally represents limitations, restriction, fear, life lessons, and karma. That's the negative side. The high side is hard work, success, endurance. It pays off big time. It climbs the mountaintop if you're willing to work hard for it. All right, so we got the pros and cons of that. Cool. Where it is in space right now, it's in your area of relationships. So either you got a successful relationship or relationships have been restricted and limited. All right. Based off the way you sound, restriction and limited, obviously. Right. So cool. Now when it leaves Sagittarius in December and go, when it leaves Scorpio in December and moves into Sagittarius, guess what? You're a Sagittarius. So that means that the planet Saturn is going to come very close to your sun somewhere in 2015. And this is going to represent two things. It's going to represent a feeling where you feel like, you know what, you're not moving forward, you're not going anywhere type of thing, or it's going to be a big payoff in success. Let me give it to you this way in two examples, and you're going to have to make the choice, okay? Usually when we're 28 to 30 years old, we go through our first Saturn return. That's a fact. And this is a point in our life where some type of event has forced us to grow up and take responsibility. Usually it's not nice if you all mess around. You're in your 20s and you're 28, 29 years old, almost 30, and you're still acting like you're 18, 19, and you don't want to get no responsibility about yourself. You usually land up in a situation that forces you to. It's called jail. It's called your mama put you out. Your girlfriend broke up with you. Go get on your own. Stop living off her. It's this strenuous event. But let me give you the flip case. Oprah Winfrey, Baby from Cash Money, Jay-Z, they made the biggest deals in their life at 28 to 30 years old. Why? Because they were already on the grind. They was on the opposite side of it. They was working hard and they was focused. That's what Saturn is. So when the energy shifts, that's where you have to be right now and going until when the energy comes towards you. Is you have to be focused about your business. And the way your chart is set up, it is set up where one, your man may be a foreigner, so you may want to be open to that experience as well. Maybe somebody that's from a whole totally different country, not of the same ethnic background. So if you was always kind of attracted to a different kind of man, you may want to look into that, all right? You may actually meet him in another country as well. But it's very important because you got an eighth house son, which makes you intuitive, but the eighth house is about sharing your finances. It's very important that this person be your business partner. Now, I'm not saying that y'all work in the same business together, but at the bare minimum, he helps the account grow and has some structure to it. He adds to it. So when Saturn come along, like Oprah Winfrey and Oprah Baby and everybody else and Jay-Z, you have a payoff in your life at this time and not the negative karma restriction. I'm stressed out. I feel like I ain't moving nowhere in my life. I'm too old for this. I've been going through this too long. You don't want to do that. You have to find the mature man. And by doing that, you yourself, not saying that you're not, you yourself have to be the mature one projecting that energy out. So just get focused on your business. Get focused on anything because you're sad. Sad means expanding your mind, expanding your consciousness. The things that you are interested in, just become, put it like this, put your career first right now. That's vitally important. Put your career first right now. And once you start to embrace your path or where you're going in your career path, the things is going to start to open up, and this man is going to come walking into your life to help improve your situation. But don't be upset about it. In fact, you can start visualizing him right now, but get on your career game first. Visualize who he is, because everybody had that dream. Everybody got it. All I'm convinced of that. Everybody got that dream. Everybody got an inner vision. If you got to write or draw or print out that inner vision, but what you want your man to be along with, how you are, the things you're going to acquire on your career path and how he's going to play a part of that, and you just buckle down, everything is going to start to fall in pocket for you, everything, all right? So release the frustration and let that go because the law of attraction says that if you think about it and you're frustrated, if you think about frustration, your mind is trying to figure out how to create more frustration. Because that's what it's focusing on. So the universe feels and say, okay, well, she want more. That's what she's thinking about. I got to give her more because she keeps thinking about it. Come up with the plan, which is now, like, you know what? Okay, I know what I'm doing. Get on my career, and I see how you're going to facilitate that, and let me start going real hard body in my career. And then let me start seeing him participate in that way. And then you're going to, because that's what you're thinking about, you're going to attract him, and that mature person is going to come into your life. I guarantee it. All right? So stay abreast with us, man. Stay abreast with us. Thank you for calling. Contact us, Keisha at myastrologycoach.com. We are myastrologycoach.com. Go to the consultation tab if you need us, or just simply go to the membership tab and join. You got access to us, MP3. We do conference calls. I'm about to do something else, some banging stuff. I'm about to tell y'all. Y'all the first one to know it. The public don't even know it yet. People on the network don't even know it yet. But we got a new element that we're about to start adding to it. To really start enhancing these 12 areas of our life called the full moon empowerments and whatnot. It's going to be phenomenal, some phenomenal stuff. And even if you don't join the Astro Tarot Network, you'll be able to participate in a conference call and get in on these 12 seasonal vibrations. This is the whole science with Jesus and the 12 disciples and the 12 tribes of Israel and the number 12 on your clock. And why when we go to school, they give us this wood thing called a ruler. And the biggest number on a ruler is the number 12, as if the number 12 helps you rule things, or the 12 is ruling stuff in our reality. It's talking about the vibrations that we go through within the season. All right? And you'll be able to participate in that for only $9.99. All right, and that information is coming soon. So stay abreast with us at myastrologycoach.com. Go ahead, Keisha.
No, I think you said it all. you guys, join the network, www.myastrologycoach.com. Click on the membership tab and go and join the network. Don't wait to do it, because if you do it now, then you get a bonus free session. You get another free reading for joining, and you can keep that for yourself or give it away to someone else. It's an awesome price, and it's the best way that I know of to gain some really good life insight and life clarity. That's myastrologycoach.com, and thank you guys for your support, and we will see you next week at the same place and the same time. Peace.
Peace.